Hello?
Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Caitlin?
This is not Caitlin, this is Kathleen.
Kathleen Segura?
Yep.
And are you registered to vote at the Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
100% I will vote.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
Almost certain.
Thank you so much. May I know in what year were you born?
1987.
Okay, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't know. I guess they're okay.
Okay, in that case, is it okay for us to write down the right direction, or still you wouldn't know the answer?
I guess right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The first one is parental rights and education, public safety and crime, housing affordability, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, water policy, or inflation and cost of living.
Public infrastructure.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I will let you to rate your feeling toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Paul Distok.
I don't know that person.
The next one is Gary Bradfield.
Don't know that person.
Thank you. And the next one is Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, the next one is Steve Brando.
Don't know enough about him.
Okay, and the next one is Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Diane Bordaza, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, and Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom will you vote?
I would not be able to make a decision today because I don't know anything about any of them.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, Dion Bordaza, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, or Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder?
Paul Dictos.
Okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
I guess just fair. I don't know anything that he's done.
Okay. Will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando, a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Same thing, just fair.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first statement is a candidate who has less the effort to remove, who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
What do you mean by porn, like?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Will you find a candidate with those characteristics much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next statement is a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Sorry, you cut out a little bit. Voted to do what?
Candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Will you find this candidate much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'd have to look into it, I guess, where the money's going. But if it's not going to the garbage men, then much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Much more likely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Likely.
Somewhat likely or much more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The next one is a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Just North Fresno?
Yes, it is specifying for North Fresno.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old?
Unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, and a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I guess somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a statement about three of the candidates for a county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for this candidate. The first one is Gary Bedfield, currently served on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and or military. Bedfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, will you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance to vote for Gary as a county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is for Steve Brando, currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, got red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. after hearing that statement, will you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for Steve Randall for county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay. The next statement is for Paul Dictos. Currently serves as a Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for County Supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, will you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, businessman council member, Leon Bordaza, Bryce Herrera, Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA assessor recorder, from whom will you vote?
I guess Paul Dictos, but you didn't say anything about the other three people, so I don't know anything about them.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Okay. Will that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. That was basically all. I really appreciate and thank you so much for your time, for taking the survey with us today.
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Good night.
Thank you very much. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.